Good evening, everybody, and welcome back into the pregame. Glad to have you with us today, and also very grateful to be joined by the head coach, Tommy Atha. We have him with us today, and we're getting ready for a big game, monumental game, and it's taking place here at Chris Hunter Stadium tonight. But first, let's go back and kind of review the last couple of weeks. Of course, last week you had a bye week. Week before that, you had a successful trip up to Almirchie. 45-7 win. You were up 35-7 at halftime. Coach, one of the highlights of the game last week, I thought, was the Sammy Konchesky touchdown pass to Gray Fricks. Good to see young guys get into the game and have success. And unless I'm badly mistaken, that was Gray's first touchdown as a Darlington Tiger, wasn't it?
We were thrilled that Gray was able to make that catch and get in the end zone. You know, he's one of those guys that's been a program guy ever since he's been here. He's bought in, comes all summer, works, does all of the things you ask him to do. And got his opportunity and took advantage of it.
And, Coach, what are some other thoughts on the game last week? In a way, because of the bye week and where it landed, it kind of feels like it was an eternity ago.
Yeah, especially this time of year. But, you know, I just felt like we did what we needed to do, which was come out and execute things early and not give up Almirchie the opportunity to hang around and let, you know, a miscue turn into something big. So I felt like in the third quarter there was a little bit of a lull. I would have liked to have seen us execute a little bit better, but I thought we played an outstanding first half and did what we needed to do. And it's always great, for a variety of reasons, to be able to get young kids in a varsity football game, because it's experience for next year. It's a reward for the hard work they put in, so that's always a good thing.
This past week, we mentioned you had a bye week. Tonight, it's a region championship game against Trine. This one's kind of felt like it's been brewing for a while, so exciting to have a game of this magnitude at the end of the season. But in terms of the bye week, obviously there's some pros and cons to having that at this point of the season. So how do you use the bye week to your advantage, and what did you find that happened over the past couple of weeks that make you feel positive about the way things went during the bye week?
The key word for us was productive, and that's what we wanted to be. You know, we didn't feel like we necessarily had to go out there and grind it out every day. We tried to pick and choose the periods of physicality, but we wanted to make sure we were accomplishing something every day when we were out there and getting better at some of the things where we need to improve, you know, and there's always room for improvement. And a lot of times this time of year with a bye week this late, you know, you get a feel for where your kids' minds are, because there's no game at the end of the week and they've been practicing and playing all year. And we were really, really encouraged. Our kids were out there early every day, a lot of enthusiasm. We had a good time. Felt like we had a very productive bye week, you know, coming into game prep week.
And speaking of game prep, you've had a little extra time to get ready for the Trine Bulldogs, a really good-looking football team. So when you've watched film and seen this team play, what are the things that jump off the page about this team and what they're very good at?
Well, running the football. Their offensive line understands their scheme. They do a really good job with steps and hat placement, and they've got two of the best running backs around. Number four is just a big physical kid. He's also an inside linebacker. I mean, he is a motor. He keeps running. He does not want to go down. So, you know, you're not going to arm tackle that kid. You're going to have to get a hat on him and wrap him up and rally to the football. 25 is a kid. He runs extremely hard too, but, you know, all he needs a crack. And he's had a lot of long runs for touchdowns this year just because, you know, he's patient. He finds a seam. He gets in it. He breaks a tackle and can go to the house. Quarterback runs their offense very well. You know, they do a really good job of reading. They do a lot of RPO stuff, you know, an option to run it or throw it based on whether they're reading the first level or second level. And they've got some long receivers that are willing to go catch the football. So they're a formidable challenge for us. They do a really good job. And then, you know, defensively, they're going to play four down on the line of scrimmage and most of the time keep those two linebackers in the box. And those two linebackers, again, four's one of them, eight's another one, and they're physical kids, and they run downhill very well, and they've played man, you know, some matchup stuff, but a lot of man coverage in the secondary, and they're very good at it, and so, you know, we got to find ways to execute.
Coach, when I think about Trine football and also when I think about Darlington football, a couple of words that jump into my mind: hard nose, physical football. So this is one of those matchups that really could be an extremely physical game for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it always is. You know, Trine has always been very physical. you know, we like to hang our hat on physicality. So certainly going to be a hard-hitting football game. And I think it's going to come down to execution. I think it's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes and who takes advantage of opportunities. And I also think the special teams, the kicking game, is going to be a big part of this football game. You know, you can't have miscues in the kicking game, and we've worked very hard on that as well. So hopefully tonight we show up and execute in all three phases.
Well, one of the things we've talked about throughout the season with getting some of the matchups, you know, back into region play is talking about the atmosphere at these football games. But when you've got a game of this magnitude, of course, Trine's a team that travels well. You get this game at home. The fan support has been outstanding this year, Coach. I can only imagine what the atmosphere for this football game is going to be for all the marbles here of Region 7A Division I.
Now, I think it's going to be electric. When you're in the summertime preparing and you talk to your kids, you talk about, look, we want to work hard to create opportunities like this. There's a lot of things for our kids to play for. You know, we're 9-0. We have the opportunity to finish with an undefeated regular season and win the region. And the playoff ramifications are big because it guarantees you two home playoff games, given if you win the first one. And they've got a lot to play for, too. You know, they've got a chance to be 9-1 in region champs and the same thing. So a lot of people talked about this game as a potential region championship game at the beginning of the year, and both teams have been fortunate enough to get to the point where it's actually going to happen at the end of the regular season. So great opportunity, great atmosphere, and that's what high school football is all about.
Well, on that note, Coach, obviously we're just a little bit from game time at this point, but I would imagine, you know, the buzz around campus at school has been pretty fantastic this week as well.
Oh, no doubt. You know, a lot of talk about it. We have team dinners on Thursday night and a big bonfire on Thursday night to generate a lot of enthusiasm. So, you know, our Bleacher Creatures are getting ready. They'll be lined up when the bagpipes lead us out. And, you know, we'll certainly start this thing off with a lot of enthusiasm.
What a fantastic thing to get the opportunity to compete for a region championship, an opportunity to go back-to-back right here at Chris Hunter Stadium. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a and we think it's a big deal. We certainly don't take it for granted, and we talk to our kids about that, and we're just excited for the opportunity.
Big night tonight at Chris Hunter Stadium. Fired up about it. And with that said, Coach, as always, just appreciate your time for these interviews ahead of the game.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure.
All right, folks, we're glad you've joined us today. Of course, we've got the Darlington Tigers hosting the Trine Bulldogs Region Championship on the line tonight. Buckle your chin straps, as our buddy Steve Conrad would say, because it's going to be a fun night. We're looking forward to bringing you the call right here on WLAQ and also the live stream. Stick around, everybody. We've got more coming up on the pregame. After these messages, we'll be back.